on ingratitude. Of the 10 lepers cured, there is no one found to return and give glory to God but this stranger. Luke 17:18. The following is from St. John Chrysostom. It would be a monstrous ingratitude to receive daily many blessings of the divine goodness, and not to acknowledge your gratitude, if not in deeds, at any rate in words and canticles. Besides that, if this gratitude is due to him, it is no less advantageous to ourselves. God has no need of us, but we have every need of him. The thanksgiving which we offer to him adds nothing to what he is, but it helps us to love him more and to repose a greater confidence in him. For if the remembrance of benefits we have received from men induces us to love them more, there can be no doubt that meditating on the graces which Almighty God has showered upon us, we should naturally feel more desire to love him, more prompt to obey him. The following is from St. Ambrose. We ought to imitate the liberality of the soil, which repays with usurious interest the smallest seed that is sown therein. Holy Scripture compares an ungrateful person to a field or vine, which remains barren if not carefully cultivated. On the other hand, a grateful man is like a fruitful field, which increases in value 100-fold. It is thus that we must act towards those from whom we have received benefits, and not be like the ungrateful and avaricious land which retains the seed. It is not everyone who has the power of doing good, but we can always show our gratitude, for ingratitude is an unpardonable vice. The following is from French priest Père Bourdelou. Saint Bernard, pondering on the many graces which God had bestowed upon him, and of his immense love for us all, cries out, O Lord, I have nothing to give you in return for so many blessings I have received from your merciful goodness. When I look upon my own nothingness, I am so confused that I dare not raise my eyes. But when I consider that you are rich in yourself, that you have no need of me, and that you seek for my heart and not my riches, I am quite consoled. When I see in the gospel that a poor woman who drops two little pieces of money in the poor box receives from your lips more praises than do those rich Pharisees who place therein large sums, I begin to hope. I have only two small pieces, and these are my heart and my body. You are the master of the latter. Take thou possession of the former. I give it to you. It is yours on the principle of justice, love, and gratitude. A faithful and truly grateful soul ought to imitate the conduct of that prince mentioned in the book of Esther, where it is said that he wrote down and kept an account of all the services his brave followers had done for him during his reign, in order that, by reading of them often, he was forced to acknowledge them. This is what a faithful soul should do in order to remind him of the many graces and favors God has bestowed upon him during the whole course of his life. Ah, what would such a soul do? Would it not read over the list with care and ponder on it every day? Here are so many favors received, here so many holy inspirations, here so many good works, here so many averted dangers. In a word, here are so many benefits received. Think of them, O my soul, and never forget them, and say with the prophet, I will bless my God forever and ever, and I will never cease to sing his praise. The last thought, when I retire to rest, will be to thank God, and the first prayer on awaking shall be to bless him. If we closely examine the conduct of the greater portion of sinners, we would be easily convinced that there are gifts and blessings of God which are made use of for the purpose of adding to their sins. If God has given extra beauty to that woman, to what use does she devote it? Alas, to idolize her body, and to draw around her a crowd of admirers. If God has given health and strength to that man, of what use are they to him? For he destroys them both with debauchery and vice. If to another has been given the gift of knowledge and science, does he not use them to disseminate his own erroneous opinions, or to impugn the dogmas of our Holy Mother, the Church? If to another fortune and riches, are not these squandered away in pleasure or ambition? And thus it is with other gifts, which are all received from heaven.